first of all, when you look at Celebrity Apprentice, those were crummy celebrities. So, like, the basis of his celebrity outreach is terrible. But I think, to your point, when you think of the A-list celebrities that are out there now, women, black and brown people, immigrants, like, for somebody who ran a campaign and won an election saying, the rights, I'm going to strip rights away from you, I think they're human beings who said, you want to know what? I don't think I'm going to celebrate you when you want to literally destroy the lives of me and my family. And remember, Elton John performed at Rush Limbaugh's wedding, and it was the same thing. Horrible backlash. It's like, why would you help celebrate somebody who literally completely criticizes everything that you're about and your way of life?
Yeah, Mark Ross, who's a concert promoter and the son of the late Time Warner CEO Steve Ross, is in the process of putting together a large-scale concert called We the People, which would directly counter this inauguration. And according to Ted Ross, he's saying that celebrities are actually clamoring to get in. He said the talent is banging on our doors to do this.
I mean, I think it's great for a number of reasons. I think it shows solidarity. I think it gives people who literally don't want to watch this person get sworn in something to watch. I think it's always nice to gather around and feel like, hey, we can move forward. And I think it's a reminder that Trump couldn't get people. I mean, not only can he not get A-listers, he can barely get B-listers. I don't think he can get Craigslisters at this point. So I think I'm thrilled that people are trying to do anything to counter this.